Gerald Harris has been busy during this pandemic, along with two other friends. Here's how their weeks usually start.
So we usually spend Sunday trying to curate what the box looked like. On Monday, we contact our farmers.
Up to 20 farmers, all African-American, all in the Durham, North Carolina area, are struggling through supply chain problems from the pandemic. Gerald and his friends, Derek Beasley and Gabrielle E.W. Carter, run a subscription service to deliver fresh vegetables, the Tallgrass Food Box. Some people get the boxes each week, so do a few restaurants. The project started in March after Gabrielle Carter encountered someone with a restaurant that was in trouble.
What felt like it was supposed to be kind of a casual run-in where we were going to have like a quick positive high and by moment turned into very quickly kind of a jarring, serious moment where I left and remember reaching out to Derek and being like, hey.
We just started talking about the farmers that we know and we're in community with. These are mostly Black farmers. We called a few of them. Their pathways to the market have been interrupted. So then I hit Gerald that day or the next day, like, yo, what's up?
It was the day I got married. Derek was there at the ceremony. When we were outside, he was like, hey, Gabby and I have this idea. Fast forward to that, there was a website, there was an Instagram and a Facebook account, and we were in so many ways in business. On April, I believe it was April the 3rd, is when we dropped our first box. It was a very, very quick turnaround.
What's in the first box?
Eggs.
Definitely had collard, sweet potatoes.
Herbs, a bouquet of herbs. There was like mint.
Green onions.
Garlic scapes.
Yeah, garlic chives.
After getting the word out, the team got orders for about 30 boxes. Derek Beasley says that 2 weeks later, they had 60 orders.
I think people were just weary of going to stores and weary of being out in public mingling over vegetables that people have been picking up and putting back and coughing over and, you know, whatever. At our peak of summer excitement, strawberries, watermelon, we had 225 subscribers, and now we're ending the season with about 150, which makes sense considering it's cold outside. It's a lot of root vegetables. It's a lot of greens. Not quite as glamorous, but I think we felt really good about the consistency in which people have supported us and the farmers.
I really just enjoy, in a time of kind of isolation, having these moments where we could still connect with our friends and see our people at pickup. They became these big, almost like ceremonious moments, pulling boxes out of the back of a U-Haul, and there will be music playing, and everybody will be kind of lined up 6 feet apart. And just seeing like the joy in people's faces to be able to get this produce that came from a farmer that, even if they haven't met them, they feel like they've met them through this rapport that we've created.
So we've been able to pay Black farmers over $75,000 since we started in April.
I know that there's a lot of people that have personally been struggling through this time. This work kept me sane. It kept me doing some things that I love with people that I love. This work has been like everything, and I've really appreciated just the opportunity to be able to serve the community in this way, because with them, I'm also feel like I'm being served too.
Gerald Harris, along with Gabrielle E.W. Carter and Derek Beasley, they run Tallgrass Food Box in Durham, North Carolina.